I think we spend an unaccountable and inordinate amount of time believing we are connected to others. But for some reason, the close connections seem to still leave us wanting for something closer yet unattainable of ourselves. We relate to others by way of our disgruntledness with the government and complain about work or make snide jokes about life. Yeah, we may be laughing, but we are not really laughing. And we may feel like our group is together, but it's not really together in the sense God intends. Most of the time we use the word idea or concept of togetherness and the word with to mean we are in a general proximity, pretty much doing a similar thing, maybe even for similar enough reasons. Like, I was with my mom, or my dad and I went together. And I'm sure you can imagine endless scenarios and examples. We use the idea of getting with people or going to a get-together to say several people are gathering, as in a meeting or a social event, or someone is together. According to Webster's, with and together are called function words, as in someone who is a participant to an action or being in agreement. We all have a very subjective perspective of what it means to be with someone. If you ask 10 different people to describe how it looks to be together, you're likely to get 10 answers which are similar to widely varying. Like I said, our view of with and together is very subjective. As is my habit of loving to gather data and do interviews, several months ago, I started asking people what their idea of being together meant and what they thought was the meaning of being with someone. One lady said, "Being together with someone, from my point of view, means that you are with that other person and you don't hook up or see anyone else." She didn't really say what her idea of with and together was. She only offered one of the attributes. Her first thought was in terms of a lover-type relationship. She paused, furrowed her brow in pensive thought, then added, "It's complicated, because there's so many different views people have on being together, but I'm just not sure of what it can really mean." Notice she qualified her thoughts by saying, "from my point of view," meaning to me that she, like myself, knew it was subjective. Genesis 5:22. Enoch walked with God. We go to church together, sit with each other, them in their seat and you in yours. We sing with other people, them in their space singing their song and you in yours singing the same song, but their song is not your song. And your place is not their place. What God has in mind in Genesis 5:22 is much, much closer than that. And His desire is for Himself and each of us to be closer than merely sitting in the same row of seats, you and yours and Him and His. Closer, so much closer. He means for us to be closer to Him and Him to us than the space between your thumb and first finger if you were to rub them together. Closer than a brother.